This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palfev. I'm here to ask you to make it stop. Philanese Floyd said that to U.S. lawmakers about police brutality as he testified before the House Judiciary Committee Wednesday morning. He is the brother of George Floyd, the African-American man who died in police custody 2 weeks ago, whose death has sparked national and worldwide protests urging reforms. One day after Floyd's funeral, the Judiciary Committee is examining national police reform proposals. The Judiciary panel is preparing to shepherd sweeping Democratic legislation aimed at combating police violence and racial injustice to the floor by early July. There will be more hearings next week to prepare for a full House vote. Republican leaders in the Senate are beginning to work their own package of proposals. Local and state officials have also announced more steps to change funding and authorizations for the use of force in their police departments. Hong Kong police say they arrested 53 people on the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement. Thousands of protesters defied a police ban gathering downtown in the late afternoon. Throughout the night, police in riot gear could be seen charging at protesters and using pepper spray to disperse the crowd. Officials say those arrested have been charged with various offenses, including unlawful assembly and participating in an unauthorized assembly. The World Health Organization is urging Pakistan to impose a new round of coronavirus lockdowns. This as the number of new COVID-19 infections there has soared over the last several days. A WHO representative recommended in a letter that the officials adopt lockdowns of 2 weeks on and 2 weeks off and double its testing capacity. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says it will resume operations as its at its consulate in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. That's where the novel coronavirus was first detected late last December. The State Department withdrew consulate staff and their families in late January after the Chinese government put the city under lockdown to curb the spread of the virus. The U.S.'s Dr. Anthony Fauci has described COVID-19 as his worst nightmare. The New York Times reported Tuesday on Fauci's speech to biotechnology executives, saying the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director warns that the pandemic isn't over yet. Fauci said he was surprised at how fast COVID-19 spread. Most efficiently transmitted diseases can become a pandemic between 6 months to a year, where COVID-19 took only 1 month. U.S. stocks opened higher on Wednesday. NASDAQ hit another record high. Prosecutors in Sweden say they know who killed Prime Minister Olof Palme in 1986, and the case is now closed. That is because the main suspect is dead. Chief Prosecutor Christer Petersen told reporters that because Stig Engström died in 2002, he is unable to interview him or indict him. A gunman killed Palme after he left a Stockholm movie theater with his wife and son. Engström was considered a suspect years ago, but was dismissed after repeated questioning. He had a military background, worked in an office near the crime scene, and was a member of a shooting club, and was known to have a strong dislike for Palme and his policies. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he is still weighing the possibility of a meeting with his U.S. counterpart, President Donald Trump. But the coronavirus pandemic means they might have to talk by phone instead. In April, López Obrador said he was considering holding his first in-person encounter with President Trump in June or July. Iran is calling on Russia and China to resist the U.S.'s push to extend a U.N.-imposed arms embargo set to expire in October. The embargo is under Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with six countries. The Trump administration has been taking a harder line with the UN to extend and strengthen the embargo on Iran. Many are calling primary election day in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia a disaster. You can read that full story on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Telka, VOA News.